share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Growing up, we listened to stories from our parents from their days where Malaysians lived harmoniously among different races without prejudice. However, with some of the issues being brought up nowadays, we're still unsure of the direction of harmony in the country. Facebook user Del Zafri Fuad shared a story of his relationship with his babysitter, Kak Mala, and how they reunited after 32 years. Growing up in Berhuntai Tin Drejing, Selangor, sometime around 1988, Zafri and his two siblings were taken care of by Kak Mala, who was only 14 years old at the time. Kak Mala took care of them like they were her own children. Speaking to World Abuzz, Zafri shared that Kak Mala sacrificed her schooling for her siblings. Despite that, she took care of Zafri and his siblings as her own and would repeatedly say they were her kids. Zafri with his siblings and Kak Mala in 1988. Then, came the sad moment when Zafri and his family moved to Terengganu and that was the last time they saw Kak Mala. Zafri never thought he would be reunited with her until November 2020. Amazingly enough, the reunion happened by accident when Zafri and his childhood friend happened to take a walk down memory lane at Chem 6 Berhuntai to visit their Quran teacher, Pakcik Khalid. Upon meeting him, they found out that Kak Mala stays nearby his house and Pakcik Khalid brought them there. But when they went there, Kak Mala was nowhere to be seen. Thankfully, her siblings still remembered Zafri and they called Kak Mala. She immediately told them to wait for 20 minutes as she was already on her way home. Kak Mala could not believe her eyes when she saw an all-grown-up Zafri and her tears started pouring out. She held my hands and hugged me and kissed my cheek and was in tears. She said, "Thank you, Lord, my child is back." From Kak Mala, Zafri found out that she got married in 2018 and had been attending to her ailing mother and sister before her marriage. Unfortunately, Kak Mala's mother, whom he affectionately used to call Pati, grandmother in Tamil, had passed away in 2009. Zafri and Kak Mala in November 2020. Life was different back then. Zafri said the difference in races between his family and Kak Mala's family was never a factor to consider at all. In fact, Kak Mala took care of them while their parents were at work or attending any functions. If his parents came back late, they would be sending her back home. He simply said that back then, everyone lived more harmoniously. Through their reunion, Zafri hopes that this is the beginning of a long-lasting relationship between his family and Kak Mala's family. Stories like these are definitely heartwarming and serve as a reminder that we're all Malaysians, so, why the hate? Let us know what you think about Zafri and Kak Mala's touching reunion. Also read, touching moment when Malaysians unite to help uncle lost on highway get back home. Source, Del Zafri Fuad. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.